God's word for you, Mark 6, verses 30 to 33, beginning with verse 30. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Mark brings us back to the present day of his account, which is to say, just as the apostles returned, after being sent out to preach, heal, and drive out demons. This was Mark 6, 7 to 13, where we left off. This is the second and last time the word apostle is used in Mark's gospel. It means someone who has been sent out on a specific mission and with the authority to accomplish that mission. Jesus himself is called an apostle once in Hebrews 3 as the apostle and high priest we confess, faithful to the one who appointed him. Now his own apostles, the men through whom he worked and accomplished his design, returned to him to tell him in breathless excitement about everything they had done. Verse 31 and 32. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a secluded place and rest a while." He said this because so many people were coming and going, and they had not even had a chance to eat, so they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. Jesus had heard about John's death, and now he wanted to take a break with his followers to rest. They were evidently someplace west of Bethsaida, on the north end of the Sea of Galilee. That's according to Luke 9:10. And it was almost time for the Passover, so it was springtime, according to John 6:4. But because the crowds kept coming, seemingly without end, Jesus and the 12 got into a boat and headed across the north end of the lake to the shore on the other side of Bethsaida. They were looking for a quiet spot to eat a meal together and relax. Verse 33. But many people saw them leave. They recognized them and ran on foot together from all the towns and got there ahead of them. Well, here would be a miracle for us to ponder if only the scriptures would call it such. What a spectacle this race would make. A crowd of ordinary people, by no means the great athletes of the Olympic Games, sees a boat scoot away under full sails and handled by expert professional boatmen. The crowd guesses where the boat is going and runs together on foot around the north end of the lake. What is perhaps 2 miles by water is perhaps twice as far, about 3, 4, or even 5 miles away on land, over rough ground with no single path. And yet the crowd got there ahead of them, winning the race. Surely they were hungry for Jesus, for his words, for his healing miracles, for anything he had to offer to them. Now, it is wise to allow each of the gospel accounts to speak for itself, but we will notice that in John 6, verse 5, Jesus was already sitting on a high hill or mountain when he saw a crowd coming. This was probably in addition to the runners who got there first. Jesus was surrounded by a sea of humanity, not hundreds, nor even a few thousand, but nearly countless thousands. When the disciples grouped themselves into ranks to sit on the green grass of the Galilean spring, they counted 5,000 men in this group, apart from women and children. Even modest family groups immediately brings a number in excess of 20,000 people to mind. Who in all of Galilee was not here, holding out their hands, their needs, their hearts to the Savior? Who among us, among all of us, does not hold out their needs to the Savior? But do not hold back, as if being polite is a virtue in this case. He invites us to ask and then to be patient for the answer. But do not hold back in your asking. Come to me, Jesus says, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And we respond, may your unfailing love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise, and let your compassion come to me, that I may live. That's Psalm 119, verses 41 and 77. He sees our needs the way a righteous man cares for the needs of his animals, but with even more compassion, infinite compassion, and with more concern, infinite concern, and with his divine goal of bringing us home with him to everlasting life. In Christ, I'm Pastor Tim Smith. This is God's Word for you.